just for people who don't know Dr. Teitelbaum, I actually had Dr. Teitelbaum on my show, I guess it was about 4 years ago. It's been a long time, right? Mm-hmm. And so just for those people who don't know you already, can you just describe yourself and who you are and how you came to become such an expert in fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome?
Well, Steve, I got interested in it the old-fashioned way. I came down with it. I was in med school in 1975, had what I call the drop-dead flu, and basically knocked me out of medical school and left me homeless for a good part of that year. It was during that time that I learned how to recover myself by putting together a lot of the different bits and pieces. Since then, we've published a number of studies, a number of books, helped tens of thousands of people to recover. So this is something near and dear to my heart. My background's internal medicine, which also gives the breadth and depth to really tie together a lot of the different pieces that are involved.
So can you describe for our audience what fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome is?
Well, basically, the way you tell that you have it is tired, achy, brain fog, and can't sleep. It represents an energy crisis where you've essentially blown a fuse. And there may be hundreds of symptoms, but if you can't sleep even though you're exhausted and you hurt all over, you've got this process.
Okay. And how do you know if you have it?
Well, that combination of can't sleep even though you're exhausted combined with widespread pain. Because even though there may be hundreds of different causes, and you see it all the time with people with restless leg syndrome, sleep apnea, anything that disrupts sleep can disrupt energy production and trigger the process. And the way you separate it from day-to-day fatigue is that, one, it doesn't go away with vacation. It lasts over 3 months. And it really is much more severe. But really that combination, can't sleep even though you're exhausted and widespread pain, add brain fog to that. You've got this illness, even if there are other problems, such as sleep apnea, lupus, other things that are contributing to it.
So just for the sake of our listeners, can you explain the difference between chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia?
Yes. If you go to your infectious disease doctor with this problem, you'll come out to the diagnosis of chronic fatigue syndrome. Then if you walk next door to the rheumatologist's office, you'll come out to the diagnosis of fibromyalgia.
So they're basically the same, right?
In most people, they are. Okay. There's a small subset on the order of 15 to 20% that have pure fatigue without pain, and these often have basically what's called orthostatic dysfunction, dysautonomia, POTS, NMH, a bunch of names, but they can't maintain their blood pressure.
Now, a lot of my patients and people on my audience have sleep apnea. Can you talk about how sleep plays a role in these conditions?
Well, sleep is central, and it goes in both directions. Sleep is critical for restoring and recharging energy and the different systems in the body. And if you have your sleep disrupted, whether you have sleep apnea, restless leg syndrome, even upper airway resistance syndrome, young children that keep you up at night, pets, anything that disrupts sleep can drop energy production and make you more prone to basically blowing a fuse. The flip side of it is that once people have chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, there's an average 32.5-pound weight gain, so you will often see it trigger sleep apnea. In addition, restless leg syndrome is far more common. It can cause CFS and fibromyalgia, but I think the dopamine deficiencies and other problems seen in CFS and fibro will also trigger the restless leg syndrome. The fibromyalgia routinely will trigger candida or yeast overgrowth, which will cause sinusitis, nasal congestion, and predispose people to upper airway resistance syndrome. I find when I treat the candida, that often resolves. So sleep is an integral and key part of this process.
So here's a million-dollar question. How do you make it go away?
Well, you restore energy production with what we call SHINE, S-H-I-N-E. And the first letter in SHINE stands for sleep, which is critical. So you screen for the different sleep-disordered breathing, restless leg syndrome. You give the treatments, preferably things that are not Valium family medicines that push people into light sleep, but rather things that at least help maintain sleep architecture as best as you can. And you give very low doses. So we'll give a little bit of Neurontin, 3 milligrams of Flexeril, 50 milligrams of Trazodone, use a number of herbs, a little bit of melatonin. We'll usually use a mix of a low dose of several things. And most people with this disease are lucky if they can get 5 hours of sleep a night, and their insomnia is horrible. But we will find in almost everybody, we can get them sleeping this at least 7 and usually 8 hours a night that they need. I will note, again, for restless leg syndrome, most of these folks will have an iron deficiency. The research shows that you need to drive the ferritin blood test. That's the best measure for iron. It's considered normal if it's over 9 to 12, but it has to be over 60. And you will often see that the restless leg syndrome will settle down considerably once you supplement the iron and magnesium as well. The rest of SHINE, H is hormonal support. Thyroid, adrenal, estrogen, testosterone, even if the blood tests are normal, the blood tests are horribly unreliable. Infections, there are literally dozens of infections because the immune system are down, but candida is the main one. Nutritional support, I like a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System. That way people take one drink a day. I have them throw in a 5-gram scoop of ribose or Korvalin, which in our recent study increased energy in average of 61% at 3 weeks. So that simple drink, the Energy Revitalization System, plus a scoop of the Korvalin, and these you can find at any health food store or at endfatigue.com, we have it, will help a lot of people, whether they have day-to-day fatigue or fibromyalgia, to feel dramatically better within a month. And then E is exercise as able. Exercise too much, you'll crash and burn. You don't exercise enough, you will decondition. So start a walking program, preferably outside in the sunshine.
Great. And now I just found out that you're coming out with a new book. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. My newest book is called The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution. My earlier book, From Fatigue's Fantastic, has been the number one best-selling book ever on this topic of CFS and fibromyalgia. But looking on Amazon, it just got pushed down to second place, and now The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution has the number one spot on Amazon in the category of fatigue and fibromyalgia. The new book is basically a simple read. The earlier book is a textbook, and it's very thick reading. The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution, just it's kind of like reading a ladies' magazine. It's fun, it's easy, it's light. But when you're done reading it, you will have a treatment protocol tailored to your specific case.
Okay, well, let's say that someone has this condition and they go through a book, and I realize that when people read these kind of books, they get kind of overwhelmed. What would you say to these people, and what's the next step for them?
Well, this book won't overwhelm you because it's made to be really simple. And at the end, you'll have filled out a treatment checklist, so you just follow the directions, step one, step two, step three, step four. It'll take you through exactly what to do. For many people, they find it very hard to find a physician who's familiar with treating these illnesses. And the good news is that we'll be launching the Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Practitioner Network in mid-September. We'll be aiming to train over 500 health practitioners in the next 30 months and using the SHINE protocol to treat chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. So we already have a good number of practitioners on our website at our practitioner finder, but there are going to be hundreds more in the coming months. And for those of you listening who are practitioners, and you don't have to be MD, we're looking for across the spectrum of different healthcare areas. Or if you know somebody who you think is good, who would like to have them know how to treat the disease, have them go on our website at endfatigue.com, click on the new practitioner network, and it'll tell them how to become a member. We will do an online training where they will have about a 12-hour online training course. So they're going to know the core basics of how to help people get well. In addition, we treat people by phone from all around the world. We do phone consultations worldwide. Yesterday, had one person from Dubai and another one from Australia. So, and it's treatment is available now.
That's exciting. You must be very busy these days.
Oh God, happily insane.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk to us. So can you give us your website again?
www.end, like E-N-D, fatigue.com.
And I'm assuming they can get your book at your website or on Amazon?
Amazon.com is probably the easiest place to get the book right now, or any bookstore.
Great. Thanks so much again.
Steve, a pleasure.